This is 6th convention, day one, 2020. The theme is more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the beginning of the year, the Lord gave us a word and said, this is the year for believers, year for more. Amen. Some said of more. Same thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Before, you know, we're going to look a little bit at that prophecy, praise the Lord Jesus, and what he said to us at the beginning of the year. He said, believe for more muscles, believe for more members, believe for money, all the resources you need, help us, believe that me for more of the anointing, the manifestation of my spirit in your midst, more miracles, believe me for more. Yet I say unto you, even this blessed ones, believe me for more. And there will be more, even more of me. It says, there shall be more of me in you as you ask me for more. There shall be greater manifestations of my spirit, even the Holy Ghost in your midst, greater revelation as you seek me more. I will show you of my spirit greater mighty things which you have not known, for I am the Lord and there is... Is there anything too difficult for me? Now, some of this prophecy I did not share at the beginning of the year because I felt they were personal to me. Hallelujah. But some I'm led to say all of it right now. It says, and I've said, then he says, believe me for more miracles, more growth, increase. Believe and trust me that I care, said the Lord. I care for my people. As says the Spirit of the Lord, seek after me. Touch not the unclean thing. Do not go near those things that I have said not to, even the unclean things, for I am the Lord. Now it says, I am he that is more than enough. Believe me for signs, wonders, miracles, healings. Believe me, says the Lord, for all my promises concerning you, I will do that which I promised with zeal. Ask me for more of me, and I will fill to overflow every vessel that comes to me. Teach them to come to me for, yeah, that's why I said that some of it was mine. He said, teach them to come to me for more. Look to me, says the Lord. Look not to yourselves and to your ability. He says, if that which you have desired is beyond your capacity, I, the Lord, will enlarge your capacity. I'm ready to give you more, as much as you can ask. Have I not said, look to me, O ye ends of the earth? Ask me for more healing. Grace, look to me and ask, not considering any earthly abilities. I am the source, your source and sustainer. Yea, I will keep you. Yea, I will sustain you and uphold you with my right hand. And I'll never fail you nor forsake you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Go to the nations with the good news of my salvation, and I will confirm my word at your mouth with great miracles, signs, wonders, mighty deeds, even as you request of me. Do not speak of me, cause me anything that you have not clearly said. He says, anything that I have not clearly said of me, my word, says the Lord. But speak of the certainty of my saving grace, even as you want to see me manifest. Speak not as one who does not know what I will do. For we are one. Be confident about and concerning me. No, be certain, be assured, I am with you and I'll come through for you. See me as I am, for I am faithful to you. I am your faithfulness. I am the reliable, the faithful, the dependable one. I do not fail those that put their trust in me. Speak of me that which you seek to see concerning me. Ask for the hidden, for your inheritance, and I will give. Even the nations round about you, and I will give. But put your trust and confidence in me, for I am the Lord. Speak of me that which you want to manifest. As you speak of me as a miracle worker, yea, I will be, that will be your testimony. Speak of me everywhere and every time and in every situation. Exalt me and I will show myself strong on your behalf. Hallelujah. So those were the things that the Lord said at the beginning of the year. Along with it were other things that I had written this while he was speaking to me, and I was studying and praying for the watch night service. Now, over the course of the month leading up to that period. And somewhere along the line, he gave me the word. Now, when I came in here, there were other things added to it. Like he said, that darkness will cover the earth. Amen. And his glory will be seen upon us. Praise God. And other things that were said on that particular day, as you open your mouth, God begins to add other things to the things that he wants to do. He is the Lord and he's sovereign. Amen? Amen. Now today, we are dealing with a situation that at the time we were speaking, we were not, it wasn't very clear. One of the things he said is that, you know, that he impressed upon me when I was studying and asking for the team for the year, that he was saying to me that you pray like you've never prayed. He said, this is a year that you're going to pray. So I said, should I call it a year of prayer? And I didn't get a go on that, and I left it alone. I think I've mentioned that somewhere along the line while I was sharing on the word of God for this season. Praise God. Between that time and now. All right? But it has become important for us to, you know, see from God's angle. Nothing has changed. From God's perspective, nothing has changed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before God our Father starts anything or something on the earth, he has already finished it. Hallelujah. In the spirit, is already done. Before he starts it here, before he says anything to us here, he has finished it. Before he spoke to Abraham and said, he didn't say, I will make you. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. He's already done it. He's already finished it before he's saying it. Welcome, man of God. Hallelujah. He said, he finishes it even before he starts it. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So it wasn't 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago that he was slain. God had already finished, settled it, saw it, finished it. When Adam fell, God saw it and finished it. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the fact in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, that the works were finished before the foundation, from before the foundation of the world. So before he laid the foundation of the world, God had finished it. Hallelujah. Settled it. Then started manifesting it upon the earth. So the devil is coming too late to try to do anything about things that have been predetermined in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. Hallelujah. When God saved us, as soon as he gave us Jesus Christ, he gave us far more than enough. He gave us far more than enough. He did it. We're going to look at something. The Apostle Paul had gone through a lot. Glory be to God. He had gone through a lot in his ministry. And he began to talk to God. It will look as if I'm going to be flying into a lot of places. Because today, God is going to bring out things. Revelation is going to come forth. Amen. But these are not things that Jesus did not already handle or took care of. Let's start somewhere. We can start anywhere from it. We'll still get to where we're going. The apostle was troubled. Let's go to John chapter 14. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Whither I go, ye know. And the way ye know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. It sufficeth us. Glory be to God. It sufficeth us. Show us who? The Father. It sufficeth us. Glory be to Jesus. This word sufficeth, bear in mind as we're going along. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I come to you. Praise the Lord. The master was talking to the disciples about who he was or who he is. Amen. And talked about a comforter that was coming. Praise the Lord. And all these things that he has done, he did and said, and brought us into relationship with the Father so that we will be one with him. One with one another and one with him. Hallelujah. The Father in us, Christ in us, and we in him. Praise the Lord Jesus. All these things, God has settled them before COVID-19. Hallelujah. He has settled them before now. When God is talking, God does not regard the circumstance when he's talking. I just want to say this because a lot of people have received the word of God for the year. God has been saying a lot of things, and you know, some people who want to take a, you know, pot shot at ministers like to say, why was it God didn't tell you this was going to happen? God never gives a word considering the circumstance of this life. God does not regard the circumstance. The circumstance is not a factor. When God is doing anything in the world, the circumstance of this life is not a factor. He said to Jacob, your children will spend, your descendants will spend 400 years. No, he said to Abraham, they will spend 400 years in a land, all right? He says, and they will come forth after 400 years. He didn't regard the fact that Pharaoh was the world power of that day. It was not his problem. He doesn't have, it's not a factor in what God wants to do. Hallelujah. COVID-19 is not a factor in what God wants to do. Hallelujah. It is irrelevant in God's scheme of things. Moses, when he called Moses and said, you go to Pharaoh. What did Moses say? I cannot talk. And God looked at him like, what? I made the mouth. I say you should go and speak to Pharaoh. Anyway, since you have decided that you don't want to talk, call Aaron. Let Aaron be your prophet and you be as God to him. What I say to you, you say to Aaron, Aaron will say it to the king. In Jeremiah chapter 1, when God called Jeremiah, I'm sure Jeremiah was a very young man when God called him, praise the Lord. And so when the Lord was speaking to him, hallelujah, he said to God, he said, behold, I'm a child. Then said I, Lord God, verse 6, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But God said unto him, say not I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with thee to deliver thee. And so, when God is doing anything that he's doing upon the earth, we are not supposed to be moved by whatever happens after God has spoken to us. Hallelujah. You know, people miss it when they walk by sight. We don't walk by sight. Glory be to God. We do not walk by sight. We walk by the word of God. Whether that word is a scripture or it was given to us by the inward witness of the Spirit of God or a word of prophecy came, is valid. Hallelujah. And it will come to pass as God said it, provided that we believe it. Amen. We are not going to, we're not people who don't believe the things that God has said. No, we are believers. That's why we're called believers. The people of the way. Glory be to God. We are not of this world. We will never be of this world. And that's why when they're talking, it's as if, where did these people drop from? And when you say that some of the stuff going on in the world is wrong, they say you're homophobic. I told one guy, I said, look, that's an insult. To call me homophobic is an insult. I'm not afraid of anything. I am anti-sin. I'm not afraid of people involved in sin. I'm not. In fact, they're the least people you should be worried about. It's just that I have a responsibility to one man. That's all. Praise the Lord Jesus. And God loves everyone. And God wants the sinner to be saved because Jesus has paid a price. When we receive Jesus, we receive everything, everything, everything. We receive everything. What do I mean by that? He's the doorway into everything that we could ever imagine, think, you know, want, including what God wants that we don't even know exists. Hallelujah. They're all in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul went to God and began to try to complain. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, can we go over there? Verse 1. I'm going to start from verse 1. He said, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ before 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knew it. Such a one caught up in the third heaven, it will look as if I'm reading just a lot of stuff. But it's important that we see some things here. How was he reasoning it? Praise God. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knew it. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. He said, of such a one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. He said, for though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. Then the apostle added, most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My grace is sufficient for thee. Glory be to God. My grace is sufficient, the Lord said. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. My grace is sufficient for you. What was he talking about? What was the Lord trying to say to the apostle? This man, the buffeting he's talking about, the messenger of Satan, was that everywhere he went, the devil attacked him. He either got beaten, or, you know, in fact, sometimes they beat him to death. In fact, they beat him, he fainted, or he died. Then the brethren gathered together, prayed over him. He got up, and they lowered him, you know, with a basket in the night. The guy disappeared, or something like that. And so things have been happening to him, and he's wondering, say, God, I need help. I need for this thing to get away from my life. And God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Now, many have read it to mean that, don't worry, you're going to be suffering, but I'm there to keep you. Whatever is going on with you, they can beat, you know, anything, beat you anytime, do anything they want to you. I am still there. People have read it to mean a lot of calamitous things can happen, and when it happens, I'll keep you. So they write a lot of books about how they lost this, they lost that, they lost that, and, you know, God finally put them together, you know? And they write a big book. That was not where God was at all. Hallelujah. That was not what God was talking about. Do you know what he was talking about? He was saying, technically, what God said to by implication, what he said, all right, is like what God said to Moses. He said, I am El Shaddai. Glory be to God. You see, by my name, El Shaddai, I was not known. Hallelujah. To your fathers. Talking about Abraham. Glory be to God. And that word El Shaddai means more than enough. More than enough. Glory be to God. That's what he was saying to saying here. That's what he was saying here. He said, my grace is more than enough for you. That grace is all sufficient. That grace is above your circumstance. It suffices to receive that grace. That grace overcomes everything. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. The word translated sufficient here is the Greek word akel or ako. It means to make sufficient. It means to make adequate. It means also to make competent. It means to make worthy. It means to take security of satisfaction. It means abundant, great, much. That grace, he was not supposed to allow the enemy in that grace to subdue him because he had more than enough. The devil does not have what we have. Glory be to God. When El Shaddai began to walk with Moses, and Moses wanted to cross the Red Sea, and all that circumstance that led to him parting the Red Sea, when he spoke to God, what did God say to him? Why criest thou to me? What was he talking about? What you have is sufficient. He said, okay, since you don't know, part the Red Sea. You'd raise your rod and part the sea. I have given you more than enough. I'm El Shaddai and I'm walking with you. Hallelujah. It includes in it power, dunamis, ability to cause changes. The thing that God gave us in Christ Jesus, that the grace supplied to us, is enormous. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Hallelujah. There's nothing like it. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, according as his divine power had given us all things that pertained to Zoe and godliness. You know what Zoe is? Zoe is life that does not come to an end. You know what Zoe is? To exist and live and thrive. Zoe includes the life that the first Adam received and the new life. Because Zoe, it was out of Zoe that God breathed into man the breath of life. That breath of life is Zoe. And he was not supposed to die. Even at that level. You know what he gave us? In Christ, he gave us a self-sufficient life, a self-sustaining life, because Jehovah himself came to dwell in us. That grace is a person. And his name is Jesus. That grace that we received in the Holy Ghost is an ability beyond abilities. Do you know that everything God does for us, he doesn't come from heaven to do it? He ignites something out of what he has given us. He gives us an understanding of what he has given us. Zoe includes the life that Jesus has now after having been raised from the dead. It's life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God did not call us to be counted as sheep for slaughter. He has made us more than conquerors. Because he dwells inside. The Bible said that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the grace that he gave us, hallelujah, helps us to have dominion. That grace is dominion. That grace is authority. That grace is the fullness. He has given us completely all that we need. You know, the Bible says that glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, when God wants to do something and he starts off, and let's say, or let me use a practical example, or what I mean is ordinary human example. Let's say somebody needed blood in the hospital, and they said the person is going to have like 4 pints of blood, and they give the person 4, what will happen? They will desist. Why? They've given the person sufficient. Hallelujah. That is what God did. There was no more needed thing for God to do. He has done what he needed to do for us to do. All that we need to do, he needs to add nothing to it. God has does not need to add anything to it. Authority he has given us. Grace, surpassing grace. Grace that is dynamic for every situation. God has given us. You know, that's why he says in all things, give thanks. You need to know who you are and what you have in Christ Jesus. God did not bring us here for the devil to mull us over. No. We're in charge. We're in authority. Amen. When he called us and gave us the Holy Ghost through Christ Jesus. I want to say this because as I was preparing for this meeting, there was something that I was trying to do, and I was about to say that when he gave us the Holy Ghost, he gave us everything. And I had a pause in my spirit. And it was like I heard the master say, he will be a witness of me. when we received Jesus, we received everything. Without Jesus Christ, you can't even be talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Without him, there is no Holy Ghost for anybody. It was because of the sacrifice of Jesus that God, that we received a free gift of righteousness, upon whose legal ground God sent the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes, it doesn't necessarily look at you from your outward appearance. Because there's a free gift of righteousness. The Bible said that grace, my true righteousness, reign unto eternal life. What am I talking about? I'm saying that if we were perfect before we came to God, he wouldn't need to give us a free gift of righteousness. It's because we were not perfect. That was why God said, okay, Jesus, you die, and let me take your righteousness and give it to them freely. So they're not called righteous. So because of that, he will come in, take out the old man, put a new man in that is righteous, and then gives you grace, which is ability, competence to do what he has called you to do, and power to live for him, and authority over the devil and his cohorts. So what he was talking about to the Apostle Paul was, I've given you competence. I've given you ability. I've given you power. I've made you adequate. I have given you what you need to deal with the situation. That's what he was saying. Hallelujah. In it comes all the gifts of the Spirit, greater manifestations of God upon the earth. All the things that God says, I'm going to give, do, he's already given, is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. It is why we cannot be defeated. You know, the Christian or the believer gets defeated when we take our eyes off of Jesus. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When we take our eyes off of him and begin to look at ourselves or look at the circumstance of this life, failure is inevitable. Defeat is inevitable. But as long as we set our eyes upon the master and look at him, look at Peter. Peter, when he said to him, he said, Master, if it's you, bid me come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat to go to Jesus. He was looking at Jesus and was headed in that direction. And the Bible says that the wind became boisterous. The devil came. Say, what? I won't let this guy walk on water. I can understand Jesus. But if this guy should walk on water, you can imagine three more guys are going to come off that boat. And by the time all of them do it, he's finished. So the storm came. And as Peter took his eyes off the master and looked at the wind, which is the circumstance of this life, the Bible says he began to sink. He began to sink. And Jesus said, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? You were already doing it. You were already walking in it. You're already walking on water. Why did you doubt? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why did you doubt? It means that by the word of God, we are supposed to rule over the circumstances of this life. We're supposed to operate at a higher level than the circumstance of this life. Then we will see more of the things that are written. He's giving it all to us. It's for us to go into the word of God, have a revelation of what is written, and we will manifest it upon the earth. He says something to us. I think right in the middle of COVID, because it's passing by. I know some people like to tell us some stories. It's passing by. Glory be to God. Some people would like it to stay so they'll make more money and all of that. But I have news for you. It's passing by. And somebody got up here. I think it was Pastor Peter. He said, these are here for more. You know, at the time, the word came through me. I was sitting down. And I thought about it. I said, yeah, this is the year for more. But you know, sometimes, as a child of God, you, especially ministers, we tend to think that as ministers of the gospel and as oracles of God, that we should know everything that has happened or will happen. You get what I'm saying? And COVID seemed to have thrown a lot of ministers off guard because how come I didn't know? Listen, the Bible does not say whatever the devil wants to do upon the earth, I will first tell my servants, the prophets. You didn't get it. What the Bible says is that God does nothing. God does nothing in the earth without telling his servants, the prophets. It does not say that he will tell the servants, the prophets, what the devil is doing. Because the servants, the prophets, are not the servants of the devil. That was why for the first time in history, you know, men of God were asking, how did people like Bill Gates become prophets? And I heard Pastor Chris, he said, all these men prophesying that there will be disease during the next government and all of that. How did they know? Are they prophets? It's a big question. The world may not understand it. They could not have known, except they know something about how it was coming. God doesn't have to tell us what the devil is doing. I have not seen one man of God that when God was telling him about ministry, he told him, when you leave this place, by the time you get to that place, you will not have money to eat 5 days. I've not seen one. He will only tell you what he's about to do. Great, your ministry will be, you know, I'm going to use it to touch billions around the world. He doesn't tell you if you're going to have an accident because somebody planned it. He's not even going to tell you that you might be wanting to have a crusade and there's no money in your pocket. He won't tell you. I'm sure Vice President Mike Pence, when they told him, you're going to be VP, he said, yeah. When the campaign started, the man ran away. He told him, I'm coming. Just got out of the bus and ran. He disappeared. The Secret Service went and found him where he was walking on the road and picked him back. Yeah. I know he has forgotten now. You know, he's used to it now. In those days, he ran. 2016, he ran. Praise the Lord. God doesn't tell you about the speed bumps. He only tells you what he wants to do. And what he wants to do, the speed bumps can't stop it. What God is set to do in your life, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. And there's nothing he can do about it. Hallelujah. And so the more that God wants to give us, has the devil is not a factor in the matter. He has no place. I know we, you know, like to talk about, you know, who was the devil? The devil was one of the secret service security in heaven. That's what he was. The chief security. He's not a son. He was never a son. Was a servant. I know for America, you don't understand those things. The angels are not sons in the true sense of it. They're creatures of God. God made them. God loves them. God created them. But we are sons and daughters. There's a difference. I told a story once, many years ago. I was I did not know the Lord then. Yeah, I was a nominal Christian, Roman Catholic. And my dad said something to the security at the gate and said that if I want to drive out of the house, the guy should not open the gate for me, or he should not allow me. So when I got to the gate, he was not there. I think he went to ease himself or something. So I had opened the gate and got in the car, about to drive out, when this guy just stood right in the middle of the road and told me that my dad said that I must not leave the house, especially with the vehicle. So I told him, I said, get out of the way. You have no right to talk to me. And he thought I was kidding. I revved the car and the guy jumped out of the way and I drove away. Then my dad came back and called me. He was angry. He just said, I told the gate man not to let you leave the house. Did he not tell you? I looked at him and I said, Daddy, the gate man has no right to talk to me. If he didn't want me to leave the house, he would tell me. He looked at me, he shook his head and walked away. And that was the end of it. There's a difference between a son, do you understand, and a servant. We're sons of God. The devil could afford to do that. He's not a son. We're sons and daughters of God. And God put all that pertains to life, zoe, and godliness in us. He's given it to us already. He's not trying to give it to us. All that makes for abundance, Jesus said, the devil cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That life is zoe. He's given it to us already. As we live in this life, not depending upon ourselves, setting our eyes upon Jesus and the things that he has done. Our righteousness is not of us. The Apostle Paul says something in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, hallelujah, that says something there that is so profound. He said, let me read it from verse 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not with tables of stone, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. For such trust have we, through Christ, to God's word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who had made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Praise God. This thing is talking about where he says that our sufficiency is of God. He's saying is the same, is synonymous with when God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. That word, they're synonymous. It's the same thing. In other words, and it means, I have made you competent, worthy, giving you ability to do these things. So we're not looking outwardly. We're looking at the grace that has been given us in Christ Jesus. That grace is surpassing. When God says it is sufficient, it means you can handle it. Not from a defeated perspective. Oh, they beat us so much we can't even think. But praise the Lord, we're here. No, that's not the kind of thing God had in mind. Hallelujah. If it was what he had in mind, exousia would not be contained in echo. In Akko, because it's Ak with an E-O, Akel, it will not be contained in it, but it is. And so, because authority, and he said to us in Luke chapter 11, was it Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Please, can you put it up there? Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power, exousia, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When he said, my grace is sufficient for you, it included this. Hallelujah. So he was talking to the Apostle Paul, and in one word, he was saying, everything you require, everything you could ever need, I have given to you. I have given it. My grace, hallelujah. Let's go over there. Chapter 9. Glory. No, chapter 12. That's chapter 12, verse 9. It says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. In your knowing that is not of him that will it. In your knowing that you don't have it by yourself. But that this thing I have given you. Stop depending on what your ability to deal with the situations. And set your eyes upon the grace that I have given to you. That's what he's saying. That grace has been given. Is being given. And the Bible says, it is by grace that it might be by what? Faith. And so, when God gives you a word, you don't begin to look at, oh, there was a dark cloud that day, and God said, you're going to have a beautiful program. Hallelujah. You know, have it open air. Everything's going to be beautiful, you know, and all of that. And then you come. And 9 a.m. in the morning, it has started raining. In fact, it's raining like it's not going to stop. 11 is still raining. 12 is still raining. It stops a little bit by between 12 and 1 and took a break, a coffee break. After that, it came back around 3. And your program is at 6. I am not saying, who sent me? Who sent me? But God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Then you're wondering, yes, okay. In us, we say, okay, I most gladly therefore rather glory in my weakness. So you're expecting that all the rain in the world is going to beat you while you're still serving the Lord. After all, you're not soluble. So, in water. So, you know, Lord, I don't mind serving you under the rain. Listen, God has better plans than that. You know, a lot of times we use cheap to equate God, lack to equate God. I don't think that the person who made the streets of transparent gold is that kind of person. God is a God of abundance. God has abundance in his mind. Hallelujah. God has big things, bigger things in his mind. You know, when billionaires walk into a store, and something is nice in their sight, they say, I'll take 50. And you're wondering, what's he going to do with 50? That's what you're seeing in America. A billionaire is the president. So the vaccines they have not produced, he's already giving them money. So I take 200 million. And all the logistics were put in place. So as soon as it comes out, they will distribute. But it says it's American, not WHO. But well, that's not my thing. My thing is Jesus. Amen? That is the nation. Praise God. This is Christ. My constituency is the church. And the church needs to understand, we didn't stop being victorious because COVID came. God's victory in our lives has not come to an end. God did not stop being God because COVID came. All the promises of God will still come to pass. What you're supposed to do is to keep moving and holding on to the word of God. The Bible says, out of weakness, they receive strength. In Romans chapter 4, glory be to God. From verse 16, it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom ye believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I have this to say about someone, all right? God has spoken to you, and maybe right now you are under concerning COVID, and God is saying to you, it does not matter what is going on, that which I have spoken concerning you, I will fulfill. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. But what happened? He saw it. He saw the promise. He was not moved by the circumstance of this life. Glory be to God. He was not moved by what people were saying. He couldn't see what anyone was saying. They were laughing at him. Abraham, father of many, he had no child. Praise God. He had no child. God does not regard the circumstance of this life. It's an insult to him. That's why he says, he that regards the rain will not sow. For us, we ought to walk by faith. Not, oh, it's raining now. So, no. This is seed time and harvest will not come to an end. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or not. When seed time comes, I sow my seed. When harvest comes, I'm looking for the harvest. God does not regard the circumstance of this life when he's talking to you and I. It's irrelevant. Why? He will cross through it in a moment. Praise the Lord. You know, when aircrafts want to land, sometimes there are clouds everywhere. But the pilot, through his instruments, know that the airport is right in front of him. While he's flying, all of us are just seeing the cloud just flying by. You know, like, dude, how is he seeing through this stuff? I can't even see 1 foot from the window. And a little bit, and the guy says, fasten your seatbelts. In 20 minutes, we're going to be on the ground. Or 15 minutes, we're going to be on the ground. And the guy, all that thing he's talking about, he's in the clouds. And all of a sudden, he breaks out of the cloud and he lands. That's how we ought to fly, by faith. God says something to you about this year. And the year's coming. You know, a brother came into my office and said, Pastor, with COVID and all the uncertainties going on, you know, I'm trying to buy a house. Should I buy it? I said, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't be asking that. Go ahead and do it. Why? You're a child of God. We don't regard the rain to sow. No. Oh, I want to get married. You know, can I have kids with all these things that are going on? You want to have kids? Have kids. Now, you must be married, though. The pastor said we should not have kids. Hallelujah. No. God does not expect you to tell him about the circumstance when he's saying something to you. He doesn't expect you to talk about it. This is the year for more. We expect more. Can you imagine that within COVID-19, in fact, it was the COVID-19 hot period, 4 brethren bought houses. Yeah. It didn't happen in fair weather. It happened in uncertain times. They didn't buy flats, apartments. No. They bought homes. Single family homes. They have their own, what the African calls, compound, yard. They have it. Hallelujah. Is by God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't look at ourselves. We're not careful about ourselves. Who are we looking at? God. Yeah, Jesus did it for me. Glory be to God. Yeah, sometimes we're trembling while we're trying to follow what he's saying because nobody has done it before. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if nobody has been through that way before. It does not matter. And don't be quick to get angry with God if he didn't seem to show the way you thought it. It's you. Your faith was not in place. If what God told me didn't work, it's not God's fault. The Holy Ghost is still the same. The angels are there. The word is still the same. If something happened to the vessel. And let me say something to you. If God says something and you thought you will not pass through the water, passing through the water does not negate God's word. He said anyway, when you pass through the water, you will not drown. That's all. If you pass through the fire, it will not kindle upon you. I'm sure when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were born, they were not told they were going to go into the burning fiery furnace. They were not told. If they were told, they would have jumped back into the womb and refused to come out. In fact, if they had abortion, then they would have said, just abort now, let's just go. You know, you mean go from fiery furnace to the den of lions and all of that and be castrated? They went through a lot. But Daniel is marked among the great in the kingdom of God. He has a special place with God. Hallelujah. But in our day, what we have, Daniel didn't have it. Yeah, Bible said that God loved him. But what we have, Daniel did not have it. Daniel did not have exousia. He didn't even have dunamis living inside of him. He doesn't have it. He did not have the anointing living inside of him. The glory of God inside a man. No, it didn't exist then. What used to happen is that God would come upon them. And when he was talking to Daniel, it was an angel. Daniel was studying the Torah and the prophets. He was reading it. He saw something. I said, look, the time has finished. We need to be out of captivity. And he began to pray to God. And God sent an angel. Do you know, today, with better and clear understanding, God is with you every day. He's talking to you. He doesn't need to send an angel even. The angels he's sending, they are on no assignment. They come to teach us sometimes. They just come open your eyes to something. But the Holy Ghost is inside. And he teaches us all things. Amen. The angels are there to protect us and to carry out executive instructions. Do you get what I'm saying? They're messengers. Yeah, they're powerful, more powerful than humans and, you know, what I mean is this human, or not this human. Because the time that it comes, that the glorified bodies come, there will be nothing like that. Because we're in the class of God. You don't understand? Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Bible says, it does not yet appear what we shall be like, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. That is a different class. We are sons of God. As Jesus is, so will we be, shining with our eyes blazing with fire. Yeah. That's the Bible says that's what we already are. The Bible says we have this treasure is in earthen vessels. What God has for them that love him, eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man. So when God was talking to Paul, when he said, my grace is sufficient for you, he meant my grace is more than you need and require. So when God tells us, this is a year for more, all that is needed is to believe. I believe. Looking unto Jesus, I believe. Is going to take place. We're special. Hallelujah. We're special. If a man desires to be special, he needs to give his life to Christ. Glory be to God. Those who have Christ have God and have everything. Those who do not have Christ, they may have the things of the world, but they have nothing. All the degrees in this world will not amount to anything if you don't have Christ. All the monies in this world, scientific inventions that people have, big businesses, you know, in these days, these are the days of the hundreds of millions or billions. These are the days when companies are posting $2 trillion. Like Apple. All those things don't amount to a grain of beans if you don't have Christ. Bible says, what will it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? They don't even have the whole world. But he said, I can't even compare. Glory be to God. Gain the whole world and lose your soul. So people who are out there trying to, all they're thinking about is the world. Some of them are arguing about, you know, the rights to sin or the rights of sinners. You may have right now here to marry a goat if you like. It will send you to hell. When you hear preachers talking to you, they're not saying you don't have a right to marry a tree if you like. They're only telling you the consequences of your actions. Some don't care. They can join 20,000 cults and use it to buy influence, satanic influence and charisma. Upon the earth. Those things, when you pass out of this world, they come to an end. Then comes the beginning of your reward for foolishness. Now is the hour of salvation. I'm coming to a close. Now is the day of salvation. It's right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not, oh, let me wait until after the elections. No. Now is the hour. Oh, let me get married. No. Now is the hour. Today is the day that Jesus wants you to turn away from the world and come to him. And you don't have to be perfect to come. He's the one that makes you perfect. He's the one that qualifies you, that makes you competent, that makes you worthy. He's the one. And he sent me to tell you that. If you already have him, you have everything. You need to go into the Word of God and see what belongs to you and begin to walk in the confidence of who God is. Who God made you. That's why he said, and for those who have had this confidence, he said, don't cast it away. Don't, because you saw COVID, you not cast away your confidence. Say, oh, so one has to be very careful. You know, in this world, you know, you can't muck around. You shut the church down. Not because the government told you to, you shut it down and you are keeping it shut down. You are losing your confidence. And the Bible says, do not cast away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. That's where the reward is. That your confidence is in Jehovah. It's in El Shaddai, the God that is El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. He is more than enough. His presence and power, more than enough. And at that time, he was talking about sending an angel. But now, El Shaddai dwells inside of you and I in Christ Jesus, in the person of the Holy Ghost. We don't retreat. Glory be to God. The Bible says that the lion is the strongest of all beasts, and he turneth not away for any. As the lion is going on the way, he does not turn around, you know, just see something coming and he will turn aside. No. As the boldness of a lion. Do not cast away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. I trust God. However it's going, I trust him. I believe him. The word he said to me will come to pass. There was a story on TBN many years ago. There was this bishop from Haiti. His son was about 7 years old. Before his son was born, a word came to his dad, who was a minister, and said, this man is going to serve the Lord and is going to be instrumental to the deliverance of Haiti. And so at the age of 7, on that particular week, the dad went up to the mountains to go and pray and fast. He said he was going to be there for 7 days or thereabout. And I think on the third or fourth day, this boy was playing around under the sun and got a sunstroke and died. So they kept him. 3 days had passed. His dad was supposed to be back. He was not back. So on the fourth day, meaning the eighth day, they picked him up, put him in a coffin, and they were now moving to go and bury him because the boy was beginning to decay. His body was beginning to decay. So as they were carrying the coffin, lo and behold, the father was coming from the mountains where he went to pray. And as he was coming, he saw members of his family, saw a coffin. So they said he got near the coffin and put his hand on it and said, who is this? So they said it was his son. He said, put him down. That was not what God told me. So when they put the coffin down, as soon as the coffin hit the floor, the boy sneezed inside the coffin. So they opened the coffin and the boy came out. What happened? The man refused to cast away his confidence. His confidence that he had in God, that the word of God will not fail. So he stood on it. I said, that was not what I was told. Glory be to God. So you don't cast away your confidence in God. No. Bible says his eye go to and fro in the earth, that he may show himself strong in the behalf of them that trust in him. He's showing himself strong on our behalf. We're still here. They said in Africa and all of those places, the death there cannot be counted. They're shocked. How many people died in Africa? They don't have the tech. In fact, I'm not sure there are up to, in the whole of Africa, I'm not even sure there are up to 10,000, what do you call this oxygen thing? Ventilators. But are they dying? No. And they say they are the most stupid people. All they do is pray. You don't know that prayer works? Because prayer demonstrates that you're not trusting in yourself. That you are looking on to someone else. That's why you can't prophesy about Africa. You can't permit anything evil about the place and it will work. It can't work. Why can't it work? Because there are people inside that place carrying the grace of God. Just like in America. You can't pay anything. We're here. They said, Hillary has beaten him. Everything is going to go. Pa, 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 pa. Where is it now? Just like they've been prophesying, this is going to happen. You know, this is going to happen. And all of that. As it happened, even the posts have started dropping. Yesterday, I heard that CNN was excluded from the panel of people that were going to ask questions during the presidential debate. Wow. Imagine CNN, MSNBC, they've been thrown out. Wow. You say there's no God. Some fool said there's no God. You know what that is? Disgrace. That's being stripped of charisma. The glory has gone. You know, the confidence that we have in our God will keep it. Let the world do whatever they like. It won't prosper. As the Bible says, in vain is any trap set in the sight of any bird. It's in vain. Because as you're setting it and he sees it, it won't come to pass. And the believers know that that's what you're planning. How are you going to do it? We're here. His grace is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For every situation. Yes. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your grace. It's more than enough. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power that you've given to us as your church. Thank you, O Lord, for the exceeding greatness of your power that is at work in us who believe. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Thank you, O God, because you have given us your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Because we're going from glory to glory. Thank you because the increase of your kingdom, there shall be no end. Thank you, Father, we're going from grace to grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that abundant grace that you've given to us. More than enough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, we excel by the grace. By our God, by your grace that is in us, we shall do valiantly. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're the people of the book. Glory be to God. We're the people of the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Defeat is over. Failure is over. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Increase belongs to us. Hallelujah. Strength and vitality belongs to us. Glory be to God. Anyway, this is not my last sermon on during this convention. We're going to be talking again. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.